Welcome, bitches, to Untaken Takes. Welcome to Untaken Takes, a brand new podcast coming straight out of New York. My name is Angelo Otis with my co-host Lorenzo.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And we're from New York, born and raised. We're living in Staten Island right now. We only live here. We're not from here.
Never say that we're from here. I'm from Brooklyn.
Exactly. I'm from Queens, baby. Southside Jamaica.
I feel like that's a thing that a lot of people do when they say they're from Staten Island. Like, you're kind of hesitant in saying, like, yeah, I live in Staten Island, but I'm not from Staten
Island. Exactly. I just live here.
It's one of those things where you're like, where are you from? You're like talking to a girl at a bar. Oh, well, when bars were open.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, so where are you from? Where's your accent from? And I'm like, shit. Do I say I'm from Brooklyn? Do I say I'm from Staten Island?
Nah, you got to go with Brooklyn, bro.
No, but no hate on Staten Island. I love Staten Island. Listen, I think that it's a...
Wu-Tang.
Exactly, right? Wu-Tang. There's a lot of good things here. I feel like it gets a bad rap. It's like the forgotten borough, but to be honest, it is.
But you know what? It's okay.
It's not bad.
Every borough is unique.
Just don't go to Park Hill. That's all.
Listen, go to Park Hill, okay? I want y'all to go to Park Hill and say Staten Island is not hard, okay? Go to Park Hill and see if Staten Island isn't hard. You understand? Right? So
what should we talk about, what the podcast is about right now?
I think this podcast is something not so much, I wouldn't say brand new, but it's definitely a new perspective. That's why we called it Untaken Takes when we first thought about
name ever.
Hey, listen, sometimes people, if you ever have a problem with finding a name for a podcast and you're just starting out, sometimes you're literally saying the podcast.
Shout out to Chris for the cover art.
And shout out to you. Shout out to you, Chris, for the for the cover art. He's absolutely right. Yeah. Now, what we do in our regular lives, I help my father run a company up in the Bronx, South Point, Hunts Point. You know, listen, some of us, right? Some of us who live here in Staten Island, we say, The island sucks, and I'm like, it's so dirty. I'm like, y'all never been to the Bronx. And no hate on the Bronx, because I love my Bronxonites, but Bronx gets grimy sometimes, man. Like, y'all don't understand. It gets grimy. So, I dropped out of school. I'm just going to put that right off the bat. So, if anybody here says, oh, Angelo, you don't know what you're talking about. You're an idiot. Well, this is true because I never finished school. So
I never once said that.
You know, I know you never said that. But I'm saying for future reference, okay? I dropped out of school, all right? And that's a little bit about me and myself. Now, Lorenzo, you get
it. Yeah, so I'm from Brooklyn originally, moved to Staten Island. Angelo and I went to high school together at New York High School. I graduated, went to SUNY Oswego to pursue my career in science and biological sciences. I graduated with a bachelor's degree in biology with a double major in psychology and a minor in chemistry. So my plan is to go to medical school. I work as an EMT. Shout out to all the EMTs who are getting fucked over by Cuomo and de Blasio.
Facts.
Right now.
And listen, shout
especially out. Especially this one EMT, specifically, I'm going to shout her out because I think what AOC actually did something for her too. And it's crazy whenever I agree with AOC.
Oh, man, we're not a AOC.
I think she's a really smart woman.
She's not a dumb woman.
No, she's a very
she's
smart
a very
woman.
Smart
I
woman.
Just think that she's
she
very
knows exactly what
sometimes.
She's doing. But she knows exactly because she's hot.
No, but she... Yeah.
Because she's hot. She knows exactly what she's doing.
What is one of those things where she's
ever met
she's not crazy?
A woman who's a lawyer and who wasn't hot.
Is AOC a lawyer? I don't know. No, I thought she was like a poli-science.
But usually, poli-science. She had an accounting, I think. She was an accounting major.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying any girl who was ever a lawyer, right, has always been hot.
Yeah,
no
her
name,
the person that I'm talking about is Lauren Caitlin. I'm definitely going to butcher the last name. Quay?
Quay.
Quay?
Quay.
sorry for butchering your name, Lauren, even though you're probably not listening.
Shout out to you.
But she's an EMT, and a lot of people think that EMTs make a lot of money, but unless you work for a hospital, you're making minimum wage. I can tell you from experience of working in the private industry and working 911, that is not a very illustrious career. So she had like an OnlyFans page, and this one over
openly
here.
Yeah. Like she's cool with it, like
I don't know if it's active anymore, but really what it was is she just needed more money. Her parents were immigrants from China, I think. It's probably Quay or something like that. I don't know if I said it right, but I hate butchering people's names. But she had one just really to fund her her career and everything right there, because like I said, being an EMT, you don't make that much money.
No, you don't.
I could tell you right now, I make more money testing people for COVID than I did as an EMT. I did twice the work.
Wasn't there a whole controversy with the EMT with McDonald's that they were paying workers $15 an hour and you guys $15 an hour, and I'm sitting here, these guys are flipping burgers. No offense to McDonald's workers. These guys are flipping burgers. You guys are over here, you know.
But I don't blame McDonald's for that, because McDonald's chose to do that, because McDonald's is a trillion. I don't know what their market cap is, but
they got money. They got
hundreds of billions of dollars. It's ridiculous.
But my thing is, that's not the point. You know what I mean?
Of course, it's the sentiment. You shouldn't be getting paid the same. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You had to go do testing. Mm-hmm. You had to go through a process to be even qualified as an EMT worker. And now you're sitting here telling me that me, I could be working at McDonald's and making the same amount as an EMT worker. What kind of sense is that?
No, it's crazy.
Like a healthcare worker?
Yeah, especially because you have to do so much work. You have to be state certified. You have to do a whole bunch of tests, ride time. Listen, just to become an EMT.
I see some of the people who hire at McDonald's, man. They're illiterate.
They fuck up your order all the time.
Yeah, like some of these guys in some places, they got face tattoos and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Hey, man, you can't discriminate.
I'm not discriminating, but shit. You know, like, they hiring everybody. They hiring everybody. God bless McDonald's, because I think McDonald's is one of the few places that don't care if you're a felon or not. So I want to shout out McDonald's. We don't know what's in the chicken nuggets, but shout out to you guys, okay, for always making a fire Big Mac, okay? Thanks. We're going to get sponsored by y'all one day. One day we're going to get sponsored by McDonald's. And
Preferably when I get off keto.
Exactly. After we get off our diets for working out.
We'll get into that later on, though. But I wanted to shout out AOC for doing that, because I thought that was really nice of her to do.
AOC is probably mad cool. But
no, she's really cool. I think if I were to ever meet her in person, which I guarantee I never will.
You never know. You never know
where things might go. But if I was, I think we'd get along. I think she has a lot of great ideas. I just think that she believes in her ideas so much, and there's something that I respect to that. But at the same time, it kind of comes off as like, you ever see that meme of this like lady with her dog, and she's like shoving her dog down your face, and she's like, look how cute my dog is. What I feel like she does sometimes.
Those dog ladies.
No, I'm not comparing her to that. Don't get me in trouble.
We're not getting nobody in trouble. Listen.
But I think that she believes in them so much that she's willing to suppress other ideas. And the whole purpose of this podcast is to debate freely without partisanship. So like Angela and I'm not a Democrat or a Republican. I'm a registered Libertarian.
I'm a registered Democrat, but... Yeah. You know, with everything.
I was a Democrat, and then I changed parties, and then I went back to Democrat in 2016, and then things changed from there. I have different views now. I'm more centrist, I think, now more than ever, which I feel like I've always been, but since partisanship has become like the mainstream now, it's like, how Democrat are you, or how Republican are you?
Yeah, it's
too much, because I hate both parties at the end of the day.
Exactly. You know what's crazy? I think of it this way. How do you explain to kids that people kill each other over a color?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I never understood it.
I never understood that. You know, like, listen. Okay, when Trump got elected in 2016, I hated him.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he was an odd...
It was never supposed to happen. And that's why everything today in 2020, what's today's date?
December 20th.
20th, on December 20th. That's why everything is just so crazy. But like, Listen, as bad as Trump is to a lot of people, I'm going to say one good thing, not any policies, but just psychologically what he's done for the country. Psychologically,
walking the tightrope.
Look, I know I am, but just everybody hear me out. I think what he did was to just put a mirror up to everybody's face and to say that we still problems. Because I remember back when I was a kid, when Obama was in office, obviously I wasn't too into politics back when I was, what, like 16, 17. Yeah. I was outside. I was having fun. I was living my life. Right, I wasn't care.
I think we had less responsibilities, and that's partially why.
That's what I'm saying. You know,
I think looking back on it now, I think that there's a lot of critiques that we could say about Obama, and even going back to like Bush and Clinton. I mean, I'm someone that I like to learn a lot of things, even if it doesn't really help me in any ways. Like politics isn't going to help me become a doctor. You know, that's the ultimate goal, but. At the same time, there's things that I've been learning that I was ignorant to before that now that I'm more conscientious about it, I feel like it's expanded my intelligence and my understanding, and I don't feel like I swing either way anymore. I feel like I'm trying to think of everyone as a whole.
That's true, because so, everybody does things for their own motives.
Yeah, there's
own life experiences.
I think it all kind of confounds on top of itself to be one of this like big snowball effect right now. So we're gonna go right into the lockdowns, because I think that's the most important thing to talk about. So New York just basically locked down again for the second time. It's kind of like a pseudo lockdown. It's not a full lockdown that I think is going on
back in March, guys.
Well, California is locking down again, like and Europe, London just locked down. I think all of Europe. I don't know if it's just England, but I know London is locked down. Sweden's also a smaller country, though.
Yeah, and that's what
their diet is completely better than American diets.
And people don't understand these factors, because there's, you know,
I think it's unfair to compare other countries that are smaller than us. And like, when I went to Europe on my Scotland trip with my fermentation class, the McDonald's there is healthier than our McDonald's. Yeah, just put that right there. They don't put any salt in the fries.
I would say like a B-level nice end restaurant, the McDonald's.
And I don't even think it's like access to healthcare. That's the reason why they're healthier, because obviously they get free healthcare that they pay into with their taxes. But they're just in general, they're more fit. Then, like, if you're in, I was in Scotland and Oban and Glasgow and Edinburgh, I barely saw one overweight person. Like, there was a couple, obviously, because you're always going to find those people. No offense, I'm not trying to body shame anyone.
Nah, listen.
But, you know, it's one of those things where you have to take your fitness into account. And the number one issue here is heart disease. And then you have cancer, and now COVID is popping up. But
we got to worry about everything, people. Just take care of your fucking health. That's the moral of the story,
but
bro.
The issue that the lockdowns are proposing is whether or not they're constitutional or not. So the Supreme Court of Michigan a few months back ruled that Governor Newsom, who is the governor of Michigan, said that her lockdowns are unconstitutional. And now we're going into California and New York, where both signs are seeming like they're pretty unconstitutional. You know, the Constitution is supposed to protect people's rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Happiness.
And it's a slight deviation from what John Locke, who was the inspiration for those three tenets of the Constitution. So life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness during the Enlightenment.
And I just want to say one thing about the pursuit of happiness, and I want to make this clear to everybody. It is your own happiness, right? What makes me happy won't make you happy. But as long as you're not trying to look to punch people in the face because they think differently than you, or they are differently than you, if you're gendered differently from you, at the end of the day, it is their happiness and
all. Yeah, well, I think it goes for everything.
This is true.
The right to pursue it.
But right now, everything is just so hateful right now. Man.
I think the issues that people are having right now when it comes to lockdown specifically is that it's infringing on their rights to pursue their happiness. Because look, like, I'm a healthy person. I work with COVID. Exactly. You know, I'm not scared of getting COVID. I'm scared of getting it and like giving it to a family member, if that makes sense. So I've been tested at least now over 100 times. easily.
I believe it.
Like in the 200s, most likely. And I'm not, I've tested negative every single time, just to clarify
I think I
that.
I tested once a month. So yeah. It's like been, what,
but
like
it's,
8, 9 times?
Yeah, something like that. So,
because I'm not in the medical field. I'm not dealing with it on an everyday basis, so it's a little bit different for me.
Yeah, it's different for everyone in the medical field because I'm in the schools specifically testing kids for COVID, and I'm doing other pop-up locations in the city to test just regular people. Actually, my job, they're actually testing NBA players now,
really?
Which is pretty cool. I'm trying to get that gig, but I doubt I'll be able to get it.
Try to put in a word, bro. I don't know what you have to do. But
I'll give a high five to John Wall and James Harden.
Oh, man. That's a duo, by the way. That's going to be a duo.
Yeah, I don't think James Harden's going to be on the team long enough.
I don't know,
he's
gonna man.
He's going to get traded.
Yeah, he's been at strip clubs and all that, but we're getting too far off. That's for another day.
But anyways, to go back to the lockdowns, really what's going on right now is I don't think people have an issue with the lockdowns. I think they have an issue that the government is preventing them from being able to run their business enough for the healthy people. Yeah, but the healthy people should be able to work. Like, look, we should always prioritize our health.
Exactly.
But we don't close down our restaurants because the flu gets really bad, or, you know, people are getting cancer, or people are getting overweight. Like, McDonald's isn't shutting down because they're making everyone obese.
They haven't shut down
obese.
Once.
Exactly.
McDonald's. So why? And you're right. And that's a great point that you just brought up, because why are some places okay to be open? Obviously, McDonald's, they can work
around. They make drive-throughs.
The drive-throughs and all that.
As someone who worked at Burger King, I can testify that to that as well.
So, and I think the problem is just they a lot of people see that some places they can work and some other places can't. Like a couple of weeks ago, there was a protest on Lincoln Avenue.
Oh, that you went
Lincoln
to, right?
Lincoln Avenue that I went to just to see the vibes. It was crazy. Listen, I don't
support
Trump.
Did they arrest
Trump.
That guy?
Nah, they didn't arrest him that night. They arrested him like a couple weeks.
He hit a cop, right?
Yeah,
because
he ran over a cop. Fucking idiot.
Oh, my God. Like, what a way to make
on top
of
the hood of the car, and he just drove off.
Yeah, he lost me once he did that.
Yeah, I'm sitting here like, what the hell?
Yeah, once he did that, you kind of like throw your whole argument in the garbage.
Apparently,
he didn't kill the cop, right?
The one guy,
okay, good.
The one guy who looks like, what's his fucking face from Jurassic Park?
Jeff Goldblum.
Goldblum. He was in The Fly. Is this the same
guy? That's Jeff
Goldblum.
Yeah.
He looks exactly like Jeff Goldblum. He hates de Blasio. He hates Cuomo.
I feel everybody in New York hates de Blasio.
Everybody.
I feel like no matter what side you are,
Cuomo,
right or left.
Cuomo, I feel like, is 50-50 for a lot of people.
I think people hate Cuomo's nipple piercings more than anything.
You know what's crazy? I did not see the nipples piercing, so that's
it's just
crazy.
A constant meme that I see all the time.
I know. I've been hearing shit, about that, and everybody's like, did Daddy Cuomo?
I really don't want to
Cuomo?
See them personally, but I've unfortunately seen the meme, so I've already seen them.
Oh,
but
man.
Thankfully, I'll never see Andrew ever.
But listen, we like AOC, right?
She's cool.
Listen, but if I ever see Bill de Blasio, I'm coughing on you.
My friend actually did that. My friend, I'm not going to give his name out because I'm not trying to slander him. But he actually went out, he saw Bill, and he was just coughing right in his direction. He didn't cough on him because obviously he's with bodyguards.
I would spit
and stuff
on
like
his
that.
Face, man.
I mean,
he's the worst. I don't know.
He's just a weird guy. That's all he is. He's just a weird guy.
Did you see what his daughter did like last year?
No.
Like his daughter was like on the...
I have a friend who went to high school with his son.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, his son looks kind of like weird.
I feel like they're just... Like, I don't want to talk anything about someone that I don't know.
Yeah, no, but I don't know.
I'm going to talk about his dad because I
we know
deal
about
with his policies.
Papa.
So.
And also, too, how did you hear that the wife lost like $1 billion?
Really?
Yeah, there
is
was
that
something.
Real?
Yeah, that was
I'm
going to
fact check you right now. I'm just
like, I think so. I'm like 95% sure.
$1 billion?
$1 billion,
that better not be tax dollars.
I don't know, man. I think maybe it was, but like... My uncle was telling me, and I looked it up. I think it was a real thing. Listen, Lorenzo, correct me if I'm right, or correct me if I'm wrong.
I'm not going to look into it. It says wife can't account for $850 million.
Okay, my fault. It wasn't a billion, but $850 million. How the hell do you lose $850 million?
For her mental health project.
How
I mean,
do
we're
going to
talk about mental health in a little bit.
And that's crazy. Like, we're always talking about mental health, and then how do you lose the funds for that, bro?
I don't know. This is coming from the Daily Mail, so I'm not gonna put too much time into it because I don't want to spend this podcast talking about this shithead.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But listen, it is very prevalent to talk about this shithead because he's dead affecting everything.
Let's tailor it back to the lockdowns right now. So
the mini dictators right now. We gave these people a little bit of power.
This is the issue that we're having with our politicians now. Is do they have too much power? Because they're and Rogan talked about this for anybody who listens to Joe Rogan. It's like these politicians are now finding themselves in a time where they have all this power that they never had before. So the question is that do we just let them continue to do what they're doing and shit is still getting bad anyways? Because things in New York, I mean, we knew the virus was going to get bad in the winter. Everyone knew that.
Everybody knew
that. I don't think people thought it was going to get as bad and that the virus was going to mutate. Because the strain that's in Europe right now, I don't know if you know, but there's a new strain of COVID
that is more infectious than the original one. I heard, and I'm like, they are really putting in work in whatever labs they're making this shit. They're really putting in fucking work. Yeah. That's a conspiracy theory.
We'll talk about that in the next episode. I want to talk about the Chinese Communist Party and the cover up of COVID. But we'll go into that.
China, neither, man. We can't talk about anything anymore. We can't talk about anything anymore.
I'm not in China's payroll, so I'll talk whatever shit I want. But in terms of the new strain of COVID right now, it's spreading faster and it's soonly becoming the more dominant strain of COVID
in Europe. But is it more infectious?
Is it more lethal? I don't know. All I know is that it's making up 20% of all new cases in England right now.
Wow.
And as of right now, that's the main reason why the UK locked down again is because it's getting really bad over there. I don't know if it mutated in North America yet. I'm assuming at some point it's going to.
Especially as we're rolling out the vaccines. Did they close flights in England?
I don't really know what's going on with the airlines right now, except that travel is not advised.
But you shouldn't be traveling right now in the pandemic.
Yeah,
travel's not advised, but I see everybody going to, Mexico, to Cancun.
To the mall.
Yeah. Like, everybody's going everywhere. Like, this year...
Well, it's because people are sick of being stuck in their houses, and that's another issue, too, is people's mental health is getting really screwed over by all
this.
Listen,
man, if you're in the house all day, you don't get any new germs, and I know a lot of people who stayed in the house for the whole time and still had COVID. Every time
it spreads worse inside. I mean, if you have it, obviously.
And that's crazy to me because are you safe? Are we safe in the home or are we not safe in the home?
From all the research that I've read, and trust me, I've done my fair share of research on COVID.
I believe you, because it dies instantly
in UV light. So during the summer, it was like the most prime thing to do was to be outside just to be distant from each other. And I still agree with some of the things that the CDC are posting out, even though we could talk about how Fauci was telling people not to wear masks in the beginning of COVID.
I know.
And now Fauci is some kind of deity that we're all supposed to love. I think he's a really brilliant man, but I think he's like any politician.
Yeah, he's a politician now.
I don't even want to say that for him because that he kind of fell into that role because social media did that to him. They blew him up.
No, this is true.
They gave him a platform. I mean, he was just a regular doctor, though, that nobody knew back. Before March, nobody knew who Dr. Fauci was.
Speaking of social media, has made, like,
Now there's t-shirts of this guy.
T-shirts, everything. Masks. And I'm going to speak in a philosophical sense right now. Like, social media, we literally have made gods out of these people.
Yeah.
Right? Like, anything. Fauci said it. It has to be true. He's a doctor. He knows what he's talking about.
Well,
doctors misdiagnose all the time.
Yeah.
People get it wrong all the time.
Well, I think what's important to realize and to be just, if you're just a regular person listening in, is that things change with new information. That's just what science is that sometimes we think we know something and then we get information and we're like, oh shit, we actually didn't know what we were talking about. It's actually this. That happens all the time in my field. Like, there's no such thing as dogma really in science except for one thing, which is the dogma of molecular biology, which is DNA makes RNA makes protein. That's the only thing in science besides being DNA is the genetic material of everything,
and Lorenzo's on his nerd shit and I can't keep up, but I'm gonna agree with you.
For those of you who understand and most of you won't, is that basically what I'm trying to say is that things change all the time. Just because somebody gets something wrong, look, we're humans, we make mistakes, we like to report on things because we want to be the first on everything. And that's part of the problem of today's society, is that everyone's trying to be the first to put out this news story, or the first to get published in this journal, or the first to get this.
They don't even care if it's right or wrong.
Our standards, but we do have high standards in science, what gets published and what doesn't.
No, absolutely.
The problem is that
there's
so many avenues to get your work published, and how you can take advantage of the system, and it turns to lobbyism, mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of things, and it becomes political.
And I just want to...
people get hijacked. Like, Twitter is like people's main source of information now.
Bro, if you listen,
which is terrible.
Okay,
I haven't even made a Twitter account.
Everybody who's in our age group from 24,
delete your Twitter.
Delete your fucking Twitter, your Twitter, man.
Please.
I know it's lit sometimes.
Fuck Jack Dorsey.
I know it's lit sometimes. Trust me, I was there. Right? I know it's lit sometimes, but at the end of the day,
Facebook's not any better.
And nothing is better. Like, I understand that it's a good way to keep in contact with people if you use
it. But don't use it to get your resources.
Exactly.
You know, don't use it to get information.
You know, if you're looking at a headline off of Twitter.com, or if you're looking...
I saw it on Twitter, so it must be true.
Yeah, like if you're a politician that you follow, or a celebrity that you follow says something about anything, and you hold it as like a high value... of mm-hmm. truth, then you should really look deep inside yourself and say, you know what, how do I know these people are not full of shit themselves? Because that's the thing. A lot of people right now are full of shit. But since they're famous, their word is, is at a higher value or a higher esteem.
They put them on a pedestal.
Exactly.
Is what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm trying to find different words to say it.
Yeah. So... I guess to tailor this back, since we're talking about people that are deities basically now, or even our own politicians are basically mini celebrities. Cuomo just won an Emmy for his COVID debriefings. Best actor of the year right there.
What?
But to go back to the lockdowns, I guess I want to pose the question to you is, what do you think about them being unconstitutional? What do you think is... the best way, just being a regular person? Because for me, I have my scientific perspective of what we should do. So I'm going to lay it out for you, and I'll have you respond.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I'm okay with the lockdowns as long as the government is providing money to the people, and that these businesses don't go out of business.
But that's not what's happening.
I know that's not what's happening, but I'm saying this is my ideal situation.
The best case scenario
mm-hmm. is okay. that we lock down everything. Everybody's wearing their masks. Everyone's distancing.
People
are working that are healthy. The ones who aren't have comorbidities, and the ones who are sick stay home, and they be protected. Work from home if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally, I can't. I don't have that luxury. I have to go into work. But in my opinion, I think that would be the best way to handle it. And in some respects, Cuomo's doing that, but I think he's denying people's right to pursue their happiness because of what he's doing with the lockdowns and not giving any money to the businesses. And I know that Cuomo can't do that himself, and that's the federal government job. And we're going to talk about the stimulus package in a little bit. But for me, at least, you can't have NYPD officers go to a business, order food, and then shut down that business and arrest everyone there.
In
the same day.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's actually something that happened.
I know.
You know? And
I know
crazy.
That's what happened at Lincoln over here.
That's,
you know?
That's what's fucking crazy. Yeah, that's what started the whole thing.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, is that, look, and I don't think it's a Republican thing to say or a pro-Trump thing to say, is that businesses should be able to fail on their own merit. Like, could you imagine being a business owner for the first time in your life? You're starting this huge endeavor where you have this massive amount of debt, and COVID all of a sudden hits, and now your restaurant's closed. You can't pay your workers. It's not like, you know, the electric bill stops coming in the mail, or the rent. You have to stop paying rent.
The money has to come up.
The money has to come from somewhere, and then it's that, or you close your business, and then people are like, well, we shouldn't prioritize business over people's livelihoods. And my thing is that, if your business is your livelihood, it's going to affect people.
And you know, and I have to say
debts have to get paid.
I would definitely say I did have that way of thinking in the beginning.
Yeah.
To say, you know what, like, people's lot, you know, like, our lives, our health is more important than money. But then in the same breath,
the people who say that are the most unhealthiest people all the time.
This is true. This is true. Because a lot of people don't prioritize their health. and they eat a lot of junk, or they don't drink enough water, or they just have bad habits, and that's why you're more susceptible to getting sick. Mm-hmm. My personal opinion about the lockdowns, and again, yeah, this is my opinion, and I don't need anybody one day jumping down my throat.
It's okay, guys. I have a gun pointed at Angelo right now. So if he says anything that you guys don't like, I'll shoot him right now.
Exactly.
Live.
Exactly. And Pop.
That's a call to action. Just
the
letting you know. Right
weasel.
Now.
That's it.
First episode. We're going to be beginning with a murder.
Exactly. Recorded for everybody to hear. But
please don't quote me.
Please. We're all joking here. We don't have any guns. We have no straps. Okay. Do not help us. I think you should allow people to stay open, mm-hmm, but you should give everybody the... I think it should just be an option. I don't think you should necessarily close it down, mm-hmm, because the bill still comes. Yeah. No matter, like you said, no matter what, the bill still comes. I think you should go outside on your own risk. If you really feel like COVID is that bad and you're that scared, I would suggest, like, okay, stay home. You know, I mean, if you're living with your grandfather, if you're living with your parents who have health conditions, I would say if you're working, just go to work, come home, take a shower, and just stay home. If you have a girlfriend,
limit
your exposure as much as you can.
I think it's hard to take these people seriously though when they don't even follow their own rules. You know, like look at Newsom.
I get that.
In California, what did he do?
He told
everyone to that they couldn't have Thanksgiving dinner with people,
and then he traveled.
They couldn't have their business, but he had an open dinner at a birthday party, not wearing any masks, no social distancing.
I know, they're full of shit.
And same thing with Cuomo. Cuomo invited his like 90 or 80 year old, or whatever his mother, however old she is right now, to dinner. And she was a high risk. I mean, you know, the older you get, the more high risk you are of getting COVID and dying from it.
It's just nuts to me.
I think the thing is, in the best case scenario with the lockdowns is that people, look, respect them. If you have COVID, follow the CDC guidelines, follow the WHO, even though we both know that they're not the best institutions, but they're the ones that we have and the ones we have to follow. It is a pandemic. People, like, be mindful of what you do, but exactly, at the same time, people should have the option to do it. Exactly.
That's all I'm saying. You should have the option to say, you know what, if I want to go eat at a restaurant with my buddies, if I want to take extra precaution, you take that risk.
Yeah.
It was never about a barber. It was never about getting a haircut. It was never about eating out with your girl or your wife or your buddies.
Can you imagine the barbershops closing again?
Right now, man.
I had a whole freaking man bun going on.
Listen, I'm going to...
I'm glad I have short hair.
I want to say this. The two things that absolutely, in my opinion, need to be essential are gyms and the barbershop. Because anytime you get a good haircut, right, depression is gone. You know, I don't know what it is. You feel fresh. You know, whenever I get a haircut, I wake up the next day, I'm like 10 pounds lighter. I'm like, this is lit. I'm turned up today. I'm happy. I want to see my girl. What's going on? And if my girl's not busy, what are we doing? Where are we going? Oh, I forgot. We can't go anywhere. Everything's closed, people. We can't have drinks anymore. I have to have drinks at your house. I don't want to drink in people's basements like that anymore. What? I want to see people. I want to talk to people. It's good to have social interaction.
That's important to good mental health.
It is.
We're social animals. You know?
If we don't have that, and the worst thing you could do is to leave somebody alone. That's crazy.
Yeah.
The worst thing you could do, leave somebody alone, say, you know what, you stay over here, I stay over here. And you know what, this whole year has been nothing but that.
It's been weird.
It's been a very weird year.
So, Moderna's vaccine just got approved. Their vaccine's 95% effective, it says on the article that I have up right now. So, how do you feel about the vaccine? I want to get your opinions on it. Because I know how you feel about it, but I want on record.
Oof. Okay. Honestly, I don't have a problem so much with vaccines. Mm-hmm. I think it's just the problem is that I have with this particular one. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of money has been pumped into it, and they have, you know,
bro, that's what the fact checkers are going to hit you with.
You know, exactly. And I know, so please, I already know these
well, actually, Angelo, you see, the reason why this
vaccine
came out so fast was because they pumped like $4 trillion into it.
Exactly. So I know this. I know this, but at the end of the day, right, if you look into history of vaccines, mm-hmm. there have been good vaccines that actually help people, like with polio and measles.
MMR.
Yep. There have been good vaccines, and then there have been vaccines like the Tuskegee Project.
Where that was something I wanted you to talk about, because I meant to review it before the show, but I'm going to do it live right now.
Yes, and the Tuskegee Project, for people who don't know, is
and I'm live fact checking him.
Live fact checking me, right? The Tuskegee
syphilis experiment, right?
I think it's the syphilis. Yeah. They put syphilis in these vaccines and they gave it to minorities, mostly black people, black men, black women. They told them they had bad blood, so they gave them a vaccine saying that this was gonna cure your bad blood or whatever. And they gave the black community syphilis, which in turn
and we're back. Sorry, we're just having some technical difficulties, guys. Elon Musk was hacking into our stuff.
Yeah, that's how
Angelo was talking bad shit about him, and then
you know what, man, listen, honestly, it is what it is. But like we were saying with the Tuskegee the vaccine that they gave back in the 60s, it was in what, 1960?
Yeah,
1962 or 63, or it was just 1960?
It's like the 19, well, it started from 1932 to 1972, so it's like 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it goes a little bit deeper.
40 years.
Yeah. Well, this is the study, is what they're saying. They're going all the way back from when it first started to,
like I'm saying,
the last recorded date.
You know, you can, okay, to be anti-vax, and I think a lot of people get this wrong, with the anti-vax saying, oh, I don't trust vaccines at all, they're not 100% correct in saying.
Well, that comes off a lot of ignorance.
It's
though,
very ignorant.
And just not being knowledgeable about vaccines. Ignorant.
Exactly, because vaccines have helped humanity in a lot of
just
good
ways. Just look
at
the average human lifespan right now. I mean,
because of vaccines, we live.
Nobody's dying of smallpox and
years. Polio. Polio's done. Polio's gone. So my thing is, and I think where people have to understand this is like, okay, if you want to take the vaccine, fine. If you don't want to take the vaccine and you're skeptical of it, and if you want to wait it out, that's fine too. But to say that they don't work and you're having all these other conspiracy theories, guys, we have to get it together and we have to be somewhat logical, and you have to do your own research to understand that vaccines do help, but not in the way that you think.
But also make sure that when you do your own research, you're using people who are actually in the field and not reporters who are 9 out of 10 times, no offense to them, are very uneducated on how vaccines work.
Yeah, they don't know what goes on.
And for me, at least, as someone who's a healthcare provider who will get access to it eventually, I'm going to wait, mainly because there's different companies making different vaccines. And I want to see which one's the most effective one. So you have Pfizer, which is the one that's out right now. That's the one that needs to be kept in a really cool environment. It's like, I think, close to like sub-zero or something like that.
Really?
It's really cold. I don't know if it's that cold, but it's super cold. It needs to be that way, or else the vaccine becomes unstable. Moderna's doesn't need to be. So I don't know if Moderna's vaccine is better or Pfizer's is better, but I want to wait it out.
Yeah, I think, honestly, people...
I haven't gotten COVID yet. It's been 9 months. You know.
Me neither. This is a pregnancy. 9 months is a pregnancy, people. Some of us are still inside.
I think for my advice for everyone, if you're on the fence of getting it, make sure you're keeping your diet in check. You know, stay healthy, stay fit. Even if you're just working out from home, you know, do home workouts, whatever. If your gym is open, go to your gym, wear your mask, everything. The whole nine yards. But also make sure to stock up on your vitamin B12, your D, your C, and your zinc. Those are all vitamins and minerals that have been shown to help with slowing down progression of COVID. And also just be healthy, you know? Like, I think 2020 is a year that a lot of us are going to look at and say it was a forgettable year, but I don't think it should be. Well, forgettable in the sense that no one's going to look back on 2020 with positive memories.
Oh, okay. You know that's a fair say, because you're like a forgettable. Like,
no, this is unforgettable. It's definitely a...
Yeah, for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, bad wording on my part.
Yeah,
but,
no, that's okay.
But unforgettable, I mean, unforgettable for sure, but forgettable in the sense that people aren't going to look back and say 2020 was a great year.
Dude, I mean, listen, for everybody had different viewpoints on the year, because I know some people say, oh, 2020 is like the best year for me.
I think it was good for certain people. A lot of people got into investing. A lot of people got into some hobbies that they weren't interested
or
in.
Or if they got city jobs, or if they got,
Because people were fucking retiring.
Yeah, exactly. People retiring and stuff
so,
like that.
So for some people, I guess it was a good year, but for the 90% of us, for the most part, it was a bad year.
Yeah, honestly.
And we can't wait till 2021.
I don't even know what happens tomorrow at this point, guys. Like, I just...
Yeah, we're just taking it day by day at this point.
You have to. You have to just take care of yourself. You have to, pick up a few books, read. Just take your mind off of it, Stop watching... Listen, it's important to watch the news, but at the same time... Stop watching the news.
Well, also be mindful of what news you're listening to.
Yeah, no,
a lot of it is just telling you, and like we were saying before with like social media, it's just feeding into your echo chambers, it's just feeding into your biases to just confirm what you already believe. Like, if you believe that vaccines are terrible for you and all the information you're ever going to cite is reasons why vaccines suck, then you're just confirming your bias. You're not really debating an opinion.
Exactly.
You're just like, oh, see, I read it right here that vaccines are terrible for you. So why are we injecting ourselves with poison?
I think the reason why people do that is because people don't want to ever admit that they're wrong.
Yeah,
you don't
want to
be
a
worry about
have.
It. You know what I mean? Nobody is able to sit there and, will be willing to challenge your own viewpoint, your own worldview, your beliefs.
It's hard to admit
religiously, philosophically, spiritually. It's hard to do that, but I feel like once you do that, you have a generally better appreciation of the world that you live in around you. And you have to understand that not everything, just because you don't agree with me and you do certain things, doesn't mean you're inherently an evil person. Because in my personal opinion, and there are generally evil people who are irredeemable, but there are some people, good or bad, have good qualities and bad qualities. You just have to sit there and see what are you willing to deal with in that person, whoever it is, politically, ideology.
Tongue-tied
right
now.
Here. But see,
no, but
I didn't
we,
finish
yeah, we
school.
Got what
that's
saying.
Just that just shows you how much the education gap is between me and my friend Lorenzo here.
It's not crazy. I hate it when not what you're saying, but just having a college degree doesn't do much for you in terms of the real world stuff. Let's be honest.
Listen, come
there's
on,
the
man.
Most successful people in the world dropped out of college.
Yeah, but they also started $1 billion companies.
Yeah, like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates
and Mark Zuckerberg. And listen, there are a lot of people who don't use school and who have made something out there.
Yeah, but no, but school is important. But we'll go into like student debt and everything in a little bit when we talk about the status of the economy. So with the vaccine right now, I think the best bet is to wait it out. I mean, everybody, the general public already has to wait because they're not getting it yet. But even when it comes out, just wait a little while. Get vaccinated when you're comfortable and you feel like you're ready. I want everyone to get vaccinated at some point. I'm going to get vaccinated, whether or not I get vaccinated now or when... a few months from now is kind of dependent on how I feel right now. But I like Moderna's vaccine. I just want to see the difference between the two right now.
I definitely need to see the Moderna list.
Yeah, Moderna's weird because Moderna's a money-losing company. So, like, this vaccine's like make or break for them. Pfizer's been around for a very long time, so it's a pretty trusted brand. I'm not talking anything bad about either of the companies. I don't know. I'm not invested in any of them, so... I don't know much about them.
I love how you say. I love how you throw that in there. If I'm not invested in the company, I don't really.
I can't say anything because you know they'll hit me with slander or cease and desist.
They're gonna be like,
or I'll get hit being an anti-vaxxer when I'm clearly not.
They're gonna be like, we don't want to hear that.
No, I mean I trust both companies. I think that I think that they are both their potential and their upside on this vaccine. Like, look, they want this vaccine to work. That's the reality. Listen, of the situation.
I want things to go back to a particular way that it was. We were tolerating each other because right now everything is so volatile. Everything like, is so. It's right now. There's and for the few people who are like kind of in the middle on everything right now, instead of just saying I'm anti this, I'm pro this, I'm right, I'm left. All this other nonsense. We have to sit here and realize that we all live together. Mm-hmm. I don't have to agree with you. I don't even have to be friends with you. That's fine. But I will never ever hate you because you think differently than me. If you hate you somebody, never
impose your opinions on other people.
Never. And if you go out your way and you have this mentality of it's fuck the other side, we do, you know. I stay with my tribe, you stay with your tribe. If we have this mentality, especially in America, this isn't the medieval times where we have to do that. This isn't. It's not the medieval times. Mm-hmm. We have to be, we really have to say, you know what? Forget that. We have to all come and get together and understand that right, left, no matter what, the people who are really against us is not the people enforcing the laws, not the people who are breaking the laws, the people who are making the laws.
Yeah.
Those are the fucking problem, people.
Yeah.
Listen, one side is saying fuck the police, right? And fuck the lockdowns. And the other side is like, what do you call it? We're for the lockdowns and, you know, free all the criminals. We have to come into a middle ground. We have to come into some kind of middle ground. And I'm not a very intelligent person.
I think most people should be centrists.
I think so too. But yeah. I know a lot of people who say, oh, if you're a centrist, that you're a pussy, or you're not taking a side. It's not about that. We all live together. Yeah. It's not about whether or not you believe or you agree with a certain person. You have to just say, you know what? I tolerate you enough that I don't want to punch you in the fucking mouth.
Look, I make it very clear that I'm not red or blue. But name one blue state that has done this lockdown effectively, other than New York at one point. Now it's out of control compared to what it was before. I think before we handled it pretty well. I think now it's getting worse than ever.
I don't even know.
California has always been bad.
Like, California's been fucking bad too.
I was in Florida, and to be honest with you, just from experience, I was in Orlando in the summer. It wasn't that bad. Like, everything was open. Everyone was wearing their masks. You know, it wasn't like, I mean, look, the people who are complaining about people not wearing their masks clearly don't remember the videos that just happened where Biden won the presidency and everybody was partying in Manhattan. No masks.
People
making out with each other, popping bottles, champagne.
Sharing bottles.
Yes. Yeah. COVID just went away for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, everything is bullshit. Everybody picks
Chuck Schumer was in Manhattan not wearing a mask too.
And that's what I've been saying to you. And we've had these conversations off the record that people pick and choose went to police people over certain things. And that's the truth.
I mean, look, we have to accept the fact that COVID's going to spike in certain areas for certain reasons. We can't flatten this curve the way that everyone wants us to, even though we've already flattened the curve.
Let me look that up, man.
I don't even know anymore at this point with the new cases, what flattening the curve even means anymore. It was the whole big thing back in March and April. Was to flatten the curve. That was when Pornhub gave a free membership to everyone to do that. But at the same time right now, I think that the most important thing we need to do is let people run their businesses the way that they can, that's effective, that keeps everyone safe, and they can still generate some kind of profit and have people go to work. Because look, the unemployment is like 14.3%, I think, right now. So it's the highest it's been, I think, ever. Like, this is like record unemployment since the Great Depression. Like, I don't think the housing market was this bad.
I don't think it was either. I mean, I wasn't born during that time, so I couldn't.
You were born, I mean, not during the Great Depression, but you were born during the housing crisis.
Yeah, we were all born. No, you were saying, like, the Great Depression. I didn't know the other part, but no, it's actually, it's almost 10,000 spike, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the wintertime. It was bound to happen. Respiratory viruses get worse during the winter. The air is drier, colder, people are inside.
Today, 122 people died. I don't know. You know what, man? Honestly, yeah. I haven't looked at the statistic for so long. I don't fucking know.
It's a serious thing. You know, we can't handle it.
You can't live your life in fear either.
I mean, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, right?
And no, the only thing that you have to fear is yourself, bro.
I was just quoting Teddy.
Yeah, you were. Roosevelt. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to decide. You have to come to the
decision. I think everyone should have the option of what they should do with the way the pandemic is.
I'm going to go a little bit further. I think we should all have this idea in our head. Am I going to live my life free? Free in my mind and only my mind? Or am I going to live under fear and feel guilty for doing things that make me happy? Whether it's hanging out with your friends. Because they told us for months that you can't do that. To go out to have a drink at the bar. All these little things that make, you know, us have social interaction with each other, they've made people feel guilty over doing so. So I get why people are upset with it. However, there were a lot of people who are saying that aren't taking the proper fucking precautions.
Yeah.
Like there was in Staten Island back, I think in July, where Marina Cafe was open.
Yeah.
And nobody was wearing a mask. But it was kids our age.
People weren't taking it seriously.
I had my mask on. I had my mask on. Because, like, listen, as much as I don't like wearing it, like, if I'm going in a big-ass place with mad people, I'm going to put my fucking mask on.
Yeah, it's responsible to
do that. It's just a responsible thing to do. It's not that serious.
It's one of those things. You know what I mean? It's one of those things where even if you see, like, people like Nancy Pelosi not wearing it when she went to get her hair done or other people not wearing them, you shouldn't follow their example. You should be the example.
Exactly.
It's like people are saying, well, it's like do as I say, not as I do. One of those things. But these are your government officials. These are people that we vote into office. So we should hold them accountable.
Yeah.
But just because they're not doing it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be protecting ourselves and our own members of our community.
Yeah, exactly. It's not monkey see, monkey do.
Yeah, exactly.
Make that decision for your own life.
Call them out when they do it.
But make sure you're wearing your mask. Exactly. And even if you don't want to wear your mask, at least be safe, right? Yeah. But if you're going to go inside somewhere, right, for 2 seconds, put your mask on, walk outside. You can take your mask off and you can walk outside freely.
Yeah.
Right? It's not that big of a deal.
Just be considerate of other people.
Exactly.
Because some people do take this seriously and some people don't. You know, we're not people that need to enforce our beliefs on other people. You know, just...
Don't police people. That's the police's job, okay? Don't police people to do certain things, okay? Don't guilt people into not wearing a mask or wearing a mask. Let people make that decision for themselves. If they want to stay stuck on stupid, let them stay stuck on stupid. End of story.
It's the truth, though.
Right? End of story. Yeah. To me, it's very simple. I know sometimes when I think certain, like in this particular way, I'm a simple man.
Yeah.
Right? Just let me do my thing. If I'm careful, don't bother me.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that.
That's fact. Yeah. Right? So what's the biggest takeaway from you from all this COVID? Like, what has COVID taught you to prioritize the most? For me, it was my nutrition because I'm someone who's always been really physically active. I do MMA. I do jiu-jitsu. I've been weightlifting since high school. In college, I took a little bit of a time off because of school and everything. It was really hard for me to balance everything going on. So when the lockdowns originally started, I was like, you know what? I'm going to take this as something positive because the gyms were all closed and everything. And I still wanted to prioritize my fitness because I was overweight. I was 247 pounds, which is the most I've ever weighed in my life.
Oh, shit.
I am now 202 pounds.
That's what's up. Yeah. You've lost 40 pounds, man. Yeah, you look 45. Good, man. Yeah,
thank you. I feel great too, and that's the most important thing. Is I'm trying to go down even more. I'm trying to go down to fighting weight, which was 185 for me He's middleweight.
Oh man, that's like that's what the same.
He's like 20 pounds. Yeah, 20 almost, pounds,
easy,
you know,
bro.
It's actually easy. I might go lower. I haven't decided yet, but actually, we'll see where we go.
Fun fact for people: it's actually easier to lose the weight, and if you're really skinny, to gain the weight. But if you want to gain like real muscle, real mass, like it would take like a couple of years of good diet, nutrition, working out.
Yeah, well for me at least, I think finding something that you like to do is the most important thing when it comes to being physically active. Like for me, it's jiu-jitsu. Like I love MMA. I'm obsessed over it, actually. MMA, fighting, boxing, all that stuff to me is what gets me going. I kind of lost my passion for working out when I was just bodybuilding, and it was like, this for, like, what is this going to do for me?
But I'm more of a calisthenics guy, yeah, man.
I mean, weightlifting, you know, is great when it comes to like preserving your bone density as you get older, but for me at least, fighting is great.
No, fighting is good, but like me, I like to do a little bit of weightlifting, not powerlifting, but like I like to lift, I would say, upwards of like 300 on like the deadlift. Yeah. You know, just keep it like, it's heavy, but like not like,
you want to be reasonable 600, for yourself.
Exactly, yeah. Because you know, I know my body. My body works better with calisthenics, because for Lorenzo, he's more solid than I am. I'm a little bit more on the slim side. However, I can bang out 25 pull-ups where I don't think Lorenzo could probably do that.
When I was at my peak, I could do 50.
50
was my, yeah, 50 straight.
Wow.
Hurt like a motherfucker.
Wow.
But I can do 50. I did, or was able to do 50.
That's crazy to think about consistently, yeah.
When I was 246, it was impossible to do one.
Oh, I believe it.
Now that I'm back, I was able to do 15 and I felt amazing. Like that was crazy.
That's light, bro.
Yeah, no, when I was conditioned like really well, like, and this is all going back. It's weird to say that you peaked in high school, but it's weird. Like I'm 23 right now, and
like, I was like, damn, physically peak. Yeah.
It just feels weird, but I'm definitely gonna turn that around. I'm gonna get veiny as fuck naturally. Man,
honestly,
trying to do that,
like I feel like every year I've gotten better, but this year the biggest takeaway that I've done was to say, you know what,
I got my brother on the keto diet, I'm convincing a lot of people to do it. It's not bad, in my experience. And it's not for everyone. I think diets are stupid to do, because for me at least, and when I say diet, it's the term diet. It's not really like I'm doing the keto diet.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
A diet means is that eventually at some point, what you're doing is going
to
end.
Side note, I love how you asked me what was my takeaway, and when I was about to go into
I'm sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you, but I let you cook.
You know, but like my main takeaway this year was a couple of things.
I went on a whole spiel on that.
Listen, it's all for you guys. It's all for the viewers listening, okay? All three of
you
for now. It's okay. It's okay. My biggest takeaway was I'm going to not get in a funk. Because right now, with especially in the beginning, I was home. I didn't know what the fuck was going on. Yeah. Nobody did it. You're scared. I was scared to go to the fucking deli, dude.
Right?
That's because we didn't know. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to stay in my house. I'm going to work out. I'm going to look like a beast. I let my hair grow. I went bald like twice this year.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I went bald twice this year. Legitimately, it was nuts. It was just a whole lot.
Yeah.
And I just told myself I'm going to pick up whatever books I can from Barnes & Nobles. Just, you know, keep my mind sharp. Keep reading. Just keep working out. Eat. Just try not to get depressed. I'm sorry.
Angelo's laughing right now because my brother's bugging out on his games right now.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, people in their video games, man. It's crazy. I mean, I play video games, but I don't play them as much as I used to.
Nah, man. I only played like, the only game that I could say that I legitimately like sat there and like vegged out to was like God of War.
Oh yeah, for me it's Dark Souls. I'm just like pulling out my hair.
I know, psychopath with Dark Souls, man.
The only game that's making me pull my hair out right now is Cyberpunk with all the fucking
glitches. Oh yeah, see, man.
That's talk about video games.
That is a toxic relationship with
Cyberpunk. And I love the studio. That's the thing about it. I mean, I mainly play single player games now.
I'm the same way. Yeah.
I've been playing Call of Duty Cold War pretty intensely right now. Yeah. But not as intensely as Mr. Woo in the background.
Yeah.
If you can hear him. But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I don't have time for it anymore. Like, I make time when I can, when I'm not doing anything. But
I would prefer to read or to work out.
Yeah.
Because honestly, like, I really like, because it's right now with Cyberpunk, like, sometimes if I'm playing it and I really get into the flow,
it's a really immersive game.
It's a lot going on. And I lose myself and I look at the time, it's like, oh shit, it's 3:30.
That's the scary thing about
it. You know what I mean? Like, they're addicting. They're so addicted. And you know, there's sometimes it's like, yo, after this mission, and then the mission will be like, because in Cyberpunk, a mission is like 40 minutes long.
Basically.
It's some long fucking missions, man.
Yeah.
And I got glitched out of a mission last night.
I fell off the map several times. So, you know.
Jeez, like the game, how'd you guys let that happen? What the fuck is going on with
you guys? They had to release it, man. I don't know. Hopefully they fix the game, but going on things that are addicting, social media, right?
You know what, man? I got off of social media for a year. I really feel like being off of social media has immensely helped my mental health. However, there are a lot of things that, you know, you still have to work on and you still find out new about yourself every single day. But that's the point when I talked about earlier about challenging yourself. When I say challenge yourself, you have to challenge everything. Everything that the status quo of how you think, of how what you've learned, everything. You have to rewire your brain to have your own worldview and to think for yourself. Because as much as people tell you, oh, you go to school so you can learn how to think, it just brings me the question, even when I was a kid, even when I was a 16-year-old kid, said, people tell you to go to school and say, oh, we're teaching you how to think, like I wasn't already thinking.
Yeah.
What are you just like suggesting that people don't think, and if you have a higher education, all of a sudden you're gonna be mysticized and you're gonna be so like you're gonna have a different sense of enlightenment to your being, and you're gonna be more open and you're gonna be more understanding, which is not the truth, because I know a lot of people.
There's a lot of close-minded people
in college still.
Yeah.
And they swear, they swear they're open-minded, and that's the funny.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part to me. You swear, some of you swear that you're so open and you're so wise, and that is the furthest thing from the truth, because you're not nobody different or not anybody, you're not more special than the next person.
I think as a scientist, I'm trained more to be open-minded, because there are things that you learn and you unlearn some things, and it really, being a scientist, is you're always asking questions, like, when's the next question.
You might not have all the answers, like, but you definitely have to ask another question.
I mean, in science, often you have more questions than you have answers, because things are so robust and they're so detailed that you can't get one answer doesn't suffice everything, is what I'm trying to say. So you're used to listening to multiple viewpoints, but in something like political science, where it's a major that is very tailored because you're trying to rile the people who are going to vote for you, you know, you have to stick to a certain way. So like, if the mob is like, well, I want free ice cream every Tuesdays, and you're like, well, I think we should have free ice cream every Tuesdays, and then that's how you get voted.
Yeah.
Not the best example, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, like, it's one of those things, and social media only makes it worse, because when you follow people on social media, you're following what you want to see. So you're directly putting in something into an algorithm that's saying, I'm going to see the same thing that I'm interested in all the time. Like, when I follow The Rock, I'm going to see the fucking Rock working out and weightlifting all the time. When I follow Jorge Masvidal, who's my favorite UFC fighter, I'm going to see Jorge because I like Jorge. You know, all of us are guilty of doing it and liking posts. Like, I follow a lot of Brazilian jiu-jitsu pages.
And you know, it's just crazy, because it's just like, what we, like you said,
we create our own echo chambers, basically.
Nobody is free of this, and there's no good way of, other than having your own kind of
self-awareness. I think the best, it's the self-awareness part.
To have self-awareness to know how much and when to go and when to stop.
Yeah. Right? I think you should question everything that you see.
especially with social media, my main problem is with social media, it's just everybody thinks that your opinion actually holds weight in the fucking world.
Yeah.
Which is not the truth.
Yeah, we've lost sight.
I'm sorry to break it to you with your 5,000 followers or your 10,000 followers and you say one political thing.
That being said, like and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
donations,
please.
Donations.
While we shit on social media, please subscribe.
Listen, I'm saying, I don't have a problem with it, but if you use it for a good reason, just to reconnect with people, to, you know, to promote,
boost our serotonin and our dopamine,
exactly, you know, and all that, just don't be a jerk off to people.
Don't put yourself on a pedestal or put others on a pedestal.
Exactly. Look, like, don't virtue signal, think that you're mightier than thou.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't sit on a high horse and say, oh, if you don't believe what I believe, you're stupid. You know what? I used to think that way. And I think, especially being young, you just so desperately want to be right. And sometimes
being right... I love being wrong, to be honest with you. Because you learn from being wrong.
Because sometimes being right is not the important thing.
And when I say being wrong, I don't mean being wrong about, like, taking care of a patient. It's just kind of like, if I say something wrong, I want to be corrected because I want to correct my mistake. I don't want to say anything wrong.
Maybe if we're speaking in for like future purposes, like if we're saying like,
if I get a question wrong on a test, I want to know why I got it wrong so I can learn not to make that mistake again.
Exactly.
You know, like for me at least, I learned at a very early age that people are always going to stick to their ways no matter what they do. Like a leopard doesn't change their spots. For me, at least, it was learning to deal with those people and say, but what about this opinion? You know what I mean? Like, it's
people don't like being challenged.
Yeah. And for me, at least, it's a failure of the education system. It's a failure of our politicians. And
man, you know what?
We've turned the presidency and we turned politics into basically a high school.
This is true.
High school playground.
I think this is true, but I think I agree with you, but not in the way that you think. I think it is, you know, instead of, it's easy to blame external factors, the education system, this, that.
No, it's all tailored into one, you know.
I get it. You know, it's the environment, the nurture versus nature argument. But my personal belief is it's you. At the end of the day.
Yeah, it's how you carry yourself.
Exactly. It's not about what... And this
if you learn anything from this podcast, learn to just be more open-minded and mindful of other people's opinions, even if you disagree with them.
And look, and do your own research. Don't ever...
And fact-check your research.
Exactly. And look, who the fuck are we? We're nobody, right? In the grand scheme of things, we're nobody. At the end of the day, we do our own research and we have our own opinions, but that doesn't make me better than you or you better than I. I hope at the end of the day, at the end of the day, that everybody who is passionate about anything, you do your own research and you make your own opinion. I think when you think of it in that aspect, you can never go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because truth be told, and this is my truth, if you go your whole life just, you know, blaming everything, thinking everything that happens with your mindset is an external factor. Oh, this person fucked me over. Oh, the school fucked me over. The system failed me. You're never going to get to a place of true happiness. Because if you're looking at external factors on saying why you're not happy, it's just never going to come.
No, yeah.
It's never gonna come.
Yeah,
so you have to find it inside yourself. And when Lorenzo said earlier, which he put it beautifully, the life to pursue life, liberty, and happiness America.
That's all Thomas Jefferson. But give him what the credit.
I know, give you.
I only quote smarter people than me. I'm not smart enough to write something like that.
Which fuck Thomas. But anyways, listen. Shout out Thomas Jefferson and fuck you in the same sentence. Okay. Shout out to you.
I mean, look, man. If we're gonna go with the microscope and everyone in history, we can say anything bad about anyone.
Everybody. So fuck everybody.
No, that's another thing to be clear.
On this
though,
podcast,
is nobody...
we say shout out out to everybody and fuck everybody in the same sentence. Exactly. Okay, we're fair on this. We're impartial. We're fair on this channel.
For me, at least, I hate when people look back and they judge people by today's standards because the times are different. Look,
context.
Look, nobody. Yeah, exactly. Context is important. You know, nuance is key.
I'm just gonna use the people.
Sure. I'll just continue my idea, but I just don't like the idea of people blaming people for certain mistakes that they made during the time and how things are today, and how we need to be better than that. Like, look, things change with the changing of the tides. You know, times change. You know, what was acceptable 20 years from now is, you know, taboo today. In my opinion, I think the most important thing that we need to do is to illustrate that, look, it was a different time. Things were different then. It was unacceptable then, and it's unacceptable now. But we need to learn from those mistakes and not go back with a brush and a comb and just comb out all the things we don't like because we disagree with them because of how we feel in 2020. You know, what happens when we hit 2040 and then we look back on 2010, 2020, and we'd be like, wow, we were fucking idiots back then. You know, for me at least, it's just be consistent with how you choose to live in the moment, not how other people live their lives that can no longer defend themselves. You know, it's like shitting on Michael Jackson when he died. Like, yeah, Michael Jackson is probably not a great person. He definitely had his demons, but we still love his music. You know, I know a lot of people still play his stuff, but we need to look back and we need to say, look, we can like certain aspects of people we disagree with and we can acknowledge that they made mistakes. But we're humans. We make mistakes all the time, man. I can tell you, I make mistakes. Angelo makes mistakes in his time, and we learn from those. You know, you don't learn if you don't make a mistake. You know, you don't learn from being right all the time. You know, it's like what Yoda said. It's like, you know, do or do not, there is no try. You know, you have to continue with, and Angelo's just coming back right now.
Yes, I'm back. I had to tinkle people. I'm back, though.
He had a tinkle, you know?
I have to take a piss.
Drain the snake.
Jake the snake, you heard? Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things to me, at least, that I feel like we care too much about making sure everything's politically correct. Everything is right. No one's getting offended. Nobody is
like that. You can't
be a bad person. Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say from earlier, Lorenzo. But,
yeah, exactly.
Because when you're young, you want to think that you're right.
Look, people right? fuck up all the time.
When you're young, you think you're invincible.
Yeah.
Right? And we're still young. And sometimes
my still making mistakes,
like,
though.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, my father always tells me, it's like, oh, you, all you young guys, you think you're invincible.
No, it's the truth. Learn from your elders. Your elders do actually have wisdom, believe it or not. I learn from people who are older than me, who have done things that I'm trying to do, whether it's in business, medical school, all that stuff. I learn from people who are older than me because they have the knowledge that I don't have.
That's you know? True.
How do you learn?
From everybody, though,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, and you know what? We live in a time where being uneducated is just, it's a poor excuse to make, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
We should be the most educated generation, period. And
it
we're
sometimes
not.
Feels like we're not.
We're though. Not. No, we're not. It's not even, doesn't feel like we aren't. I don't care how many more people have college degrees. College degree doesn't prove anything, you know, in my opinion.
It's like taking an IQ test.
Exactly. You know? Like, exactly. If we say college degree is the measure of intelligence, then what is an IQ score? You know what I mean? Like, to me, college degrees now are just like high school diplomas. Like, everyone has access to
it's
getting
them. It's an insurance policy to make sure that you get a job.
But it's not even an insurance policy because there's no guarantee you're going to make money off of it.
Exactly.
Like look.
But
like
no, I'm saying, but that's the point of having a college degree.
I mean,
so
look,
you
should have
job.
One. It's great to have. Don't get me wrong. I'm not giving mine away. But at the end of the day, it hasn't made me more money than I would have made. Like, my job right now, my EMT card got me the job to test people for COVID. Me being an MA got me the job to test people for COVID that I'm making, like, a good amount of money right now that I'm not worried. But my college degree didn't do that for me. My college degree, eventually, when I become a doctor, will show its dividends. And that degree will mean more. But what I'm trying to say is, like, people who want to go into a trade, like, trades are really good.
Trades you know? Are awesome,
you know?
Man.
I know a lot of people who have union jobs who are better off than people who went to college.
Absolutely.
You know? So I think we prioritize college a little too much, and we prioritize it for the wrong reasons. We prioritize it by saying that, look, if you go to college, you're going to be successful. That's not the truth.
You know what I mean? Or if you go to college where you know
the most successful people in the world are people who don't have degrees. You know what I'm trying to say? Like Jeff Bezos. Elon Musk has a degree, but Elon Musk is...
Bezos has his degree, bro.
Does he?
Yeah, he has his degree.
Really? What the fuck are you talking about? To look that up.
Bro, I'm gonna working on Wall Street, man.
Let me see. Yeah, but you don't need to have a degree to work on Wall Street.
No, that is true. That's crazy. I did not know I see, how the hell are all these kids?
Oh, my bad. Yeah, he has his BSE from Princeton. Holy
yeah, smoke. So he's Princeton.
Whatever.
Man. Look at his fucking forehead, man.
Yeah. Yeah, man. His wife just won a lot of money in her divorce.
Yo,
case.
Honestly,
she
bro.
Got a lot of money off
come
of
on,
that.
Bro. Like, that was a money laundering scheme. My friend was telling me about
marriage
that.
Is a money laundering
yo,
scheme. What are you
son,
talking about?
Son, what? Man, I'm asleep, bro. I'm tired.
Make
man.
Sure you sign a prenup, guys.
Nah. Listen, you know, honestly, can
I'm
I say?
I'm joking, obviously.
If you, nah, but like, on a real note, like, I have my one cousin, he's like working on the stock market, and he dead told his girl to almost like, yeah, I'm making her sign a prenup. Yeah. I was like, yeah, he's so
I have
wild
a lot of money
that,
in the stock
bro.
Market right now. That
bro,
I will
no, but
not
he makes bank, bro. He
myself.
Makes like, my one cousin, like, he's older. He's like in maybe in like mid 30s. Mm-hmm. Upwards of 500.
Good shit. Good for him.
Yeah, like he makes. He has, I think, his own company out in Long Island too.
Yeah.
So he has his own little.
So speaking on the economy right now, I guess that's a good segue to start talking about the stimulus check.
This is something as
someone who is very invested in the stock market right now, particularly a bull in Tesla and Neo. I'm just going to shout out those two stocks because I believe in Tesla so much.
Nah, Tesla, bro. Listen, I made a lot of money off of Tesla too, bro.
Yeah. I mean, bro, Monday's going to be a good day.
Monday's, that's all I'm going to say with the S&P 500.
But what's going on right now is the government, originally, the bill was supposed to be passed by tonight. It was supposed to be done this weekend because they're doing the government funding bill at the same time as doing the second stimulus package. So the government is basically doing these small bills to keep the government funded so that they could pass this bill. This bill has been chopped around since the summertime. So ever since the CARES Act, which was the big stimulus package that they did, the government did other stimulus packages that targeted different sectors like the airlines,
the
bailout.
Yeah,
it was mainly for big corporations so that they were too big to fail.
And we didn't see in all the small
the post
businesses.
Office, which the post office was the biggest waste of taxpayer dollars ever. I hate the post office. Man. I don't care what it was for. It was for the mail-in voting and all that shit. The reason why they gave them money. But the principle with the post office is that if you've been losing money for 10 years, you don't deserve to be in business.
Yeah, didn't they go bankrupt a few times?
I mean, they're on the verge of it, but I mean, they were cutting hours and shit like that before the election happened to their workers because they were losing money. But then they got their government stimulus to help them out. So, you know, your tax dollars are going to help businesses that are government funded and they do more harm than good.
They didn't even give you... You know what's crazy?
UPS and Amazon are way better.
They didn't even give people...
Well, other than the unemployment benefits and the stimulus check that only lasted, what, 9 months for
$1,200? But the whole point is, like, people can't survive like that, man. Like,
well, I mean, what they're proposing right now is even worse. So, originally, before, when Trump and Pelosi were more involved together, the idea was to get a stimulus package in the trillions. So the agreement, there's been multiple bills that have been passed that have not gone anywhere. Like the HEROES Act was a $3 trillion deal that passed the House but didn't pass the Senate. And then they wanted to do another bill that was like $2.8 trillion that Pelosi had. I'm going off on my head right now.
Oh, okay.
So that was one bill.
I was
they
looking
were
at his computer.
Then,
he got some notes up
yeah,
and shit.
And then Mitch McConnell countered it with the HEALS Act, which was a $1 trillion deal, 1.2. And then there was a whole bunch of numbers. And when people start talking in the trillions, this is a lot of money. But now the agreement between both parties is a $900 billion package with $600 stimulus checks instead of $1,200.
You know, I really think...
Oh, and also, this isn't going for any adult dependents. So if you're claimed by Your parents still, you're not getting a stimulus check.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I know so, that. Yeah. I got my stimulus.
Yeah, I got mine, so, thankfully. You know, so I got money out of it. But for those of you who aren't. But this brings us to...
Tough noodles, kids. You're not getting no money from the government.
Yeah, right. The only time the government does anything for you, they don't even do it.
Exactly. Because you know why? They don't fuck with you. They don't fuck with us.
They don't fuck with anyone.
They don't fuck with us, people.
They just care about who's going to vote for them.
I don't understand some people who are like intense, keenly intense to the point where it's like, oh, this person is the perfect... I've heard people say this. About multiple people, like Bernie Sanders. Not multiple, like Bernie Sanders.
Talking about people, Bernie Sanders, like, that sellout.
Listen.
Bernie's a fucking sellout. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen, he's a nice guy. Okay? I'm not going to say anything bad about Bernie Sanders. However...
Angelo, listen. Listen right here.
Let me speak.
Listen, we're gonna tax.
God damn it!
We're gonna tax the billionaires, okay?
Oh my god, only the billionaires, but a couple of
We were gonna tax the millionaires too. Exactly. But then I became a millionaire.
Exactly, so now it's only the billionaires.
So you can't tax me.
You can't tax you. Exactly, and she was, and this girl was telling me, she was like, what do you call it? Bernie Sanders was a perfect candidate.
He was, once upon a time.
And now I'm sitting here, if he was so perfect, people would have unanimously went for him.
Well, that's not entirely true. The DNC went against him, and
I know the truth.
The DNC doesn't want Bernie.
They're not fucking with him because you know why? He's too extreme. And
he is,
still,
though. He is. Listen, and the DNC's defense,
not that he's too extreme, because anywhere else, he would be centrist. If he went to ERP, be a centrist. He's not that extreme. But just in America, he's that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, you know, just don't like the idea of more taxes.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my personal opinion, like, I don't think anybody likes, you know, more taxes.
I'm fine with taxes if they go to where they're supposed to go.
But they don't. Most of the time. And that's people, and I think not a lot of people understand that. Like, especially with, like, you know, if you ever been anywhere like that, they have like heavy social programs. They do not do any, they do more harm for communities than they do good.
I think it depends because you have to look at the lifestyle in certain areas. Like Europe, the way that they go about their daily lives is so much different than how it is in other countries. So, you know, the way Europe does their communities and everything and how people live their lives and when they go home, it's completely different than the American society. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So for us, at least, I think the most important thing to do is to acknowledge that America's different. We have a lot of different people and some ideas might not work in our economy. Like, look, like a country like China, which is a socialist country, they have a free market economy. The reason why is because when they had a socialist economy, the economy was trash. Now China is one of the biggest markets. It's eventually going to overtake the United States and become the biggest market in the world.
Oh, boy.
Especially with the rate things are going at right now.
I can't wait for that date to happen. So
it's going to happen at some point. It's already in the makings right now. Did you know that if we were to take every single dollar that since the birth of this country, since we've been using the dollar... that if we were to take every single one and put them in like a little pile, like we're having a little poker game or something like that, it would be about 35% of our economy right now is new money.
Wow.
That we just created out of thin air.
Wow.
Yeah. So be prepared for the possibility of rapid inflation. And what inflation is when things get, your money doesn't go as far. So, because like the dollar really what it is security. You know, it's like this piece of paper says that I have $1.
And truth be told, a dollar isn't even as valuable as it was in
the past. You can still buy in Arizona, but when in Arizona it costs $2 now instead of $1, you know, are you going to buy it?
It's not even that. Like, even, you know, the dollar itself, like, somebody was telling me that it, like, it goes down in the actual value of, like, to the dollar, to cent, is like, I think it's a cent or like maybe 2 cents a year.
Yeah,
like
the experts are saying because of the inflation that it might devalue over 10%. So your $1 might be 90 cents basically.
Oh my God.
But we'll see how it goes. I mean, it ultimately depends on how the economy is doing.
At this fucking point, bro.
But do you think that this stimulus package, we should put more money? Knowing that this is before we do this other bill. When this gets signed, because they haven't agreed on it yet, they just agreed to the language. The bill probably won't get signed until tomorrow. But do you think that adding more money to the economy is gonna fix things? Because the money will be going into small businesses, but not as much money as you think.
I think.
You think it's worth it? Is what I'm asking.
Boy, is it worth it? I think that if we're just grabbing money out of thin air. I know that's not what's really going on, but like,
you know, that is what's going on.
I'm trying to I know be what you're reasonable saying, as possible.
When I say that, what I'm saying is that they're going to the Federal Reserves and they're printing this money.
Brand new, never been used
never
before.
Been used.
I think
that all the ones haven't entered a stripper's ass yet.
There you go. I think that if they. What's the word I'm looking for, man? It's not going to be at all good for the economy, in my personal opinion. I'm not an economist, but I just see it from my perspective, right? The way the government works, if businesses are open, if people having income from everywhere, all the tax money goes into a particular school, you know, from the housing. Because people don't understand how taxes really work. Yeah. And from the little bit that I understand, if you have a community, right, where there's businesses open, people are working, people have jobs, people are putting in money into the community, I think that is... I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. I'll fucking...
No, I get what you're saying. What you're trying to say is that as long as people are spending money, that's the most important thing. I think direct the payments to people is the best thing that's coming out of this.
Like, taking it out of thin air? Yeah. I don't think...
I think the government should be giving money to all the businesses that they're closing down.
But there has to be some kind of return.
But we need to create jobs.
Exactly. There has to be some kind of return.
Exactly. Return on investment.
There has to be. Because
when you give people money, they're more likely to spend it.
Because if I'm just making... Yeah. Okay, I'll give you an example. If I'm just making bananas out of, you know, thin air, and I'm not making a profit off of it, because at the end of the day, with money... Right, people
you need
get
to
loans
get something out of it.
Because people need to get loans for their businesses, for their college tuition, their student loans, their houses, whatever the case, a car, whatever the fucking case is. And obviously, I wouldn't say to take out a loan if you want to buy a car. That's a pretty bad investment. However, we're going way over time. We only said that we wanted this podcast to be. An hour 15 minutes or like an hour and a half, but we've surpassed
I think we're about to hit 80 minutes or something
like that. It's a first episode. That's fucking
we're gonna learn, you know? we're gonna learn. We're gonna get better as we keep going. We hope you guys stick with us. We're just gonna give some closing thoughts on the topics that we're talking about right now. So for me, at least, I think the bailouts are justified with this bill coming out right now. I think that there needs to be money.
As long as they give people, businesses money, bro, I don't really care, man.
Yeah, you know, that's really what it is. If you're going to close all these businesses down, like the movie theaters, like they're hurting really bad. Restaurants, student loans and everything. We need to tackle those first.
We got
to
worry about the little guys, people.
Yeah.
We're not worried about the
We don't need to worry
guys,
about big pharma, you know, all these big companies that are getting all this money. We need to worry about our mom and pop stores, and we have to prioritize those in this bill. And for me, at least, I think direct payments to people help. Even though inflation will be an issue later on, I think the temporary situation right now with giving more money to people outweighs the risk of inflation, because people have already spent that $1,200 that they got from
their bills, for their cars.
Yeah,
come on, man. Some people.
So,
what's $1,200?
I'm telling
you.
Spend
that in a fucking week.
You want to know what I'm going to do with my $600 when this thing gets passed? I'm going to buy more Tesla stock.
There you go.
that's my plug.
Exactly.
Right there.
Just go right there. And I think because we're running very low on time.
Yeah, we're just going to give our recommendations. So what we like to do on this podcast is we like to shout out some things that we like. So whether it be comics, entertainment,
movies,
any type of thing that we really like and enjoy, and we just want people to.
I recommend everybody to watch this movie Vice. It's with Christian Bale, and he's Dick Cheney. I keep telling you, watch that movie. I think it's
I'm gonna get to it. It's on Hulu.
Yeah, it's on Hulu. It's a very good movie. I would recommend everybody watch that if you want to see a different perspective on the other side of politics, if you're a left, or if you want to understand more the right, if you're on the right, whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Or if you just want to watch, you know, if you're interested in movies about, you know, real life events and like eras of life that happened, that's a very good movie that I recommend everybody to watch.
Yeah, for me, mine's gonna be Andrew Schultz Saves America. It's a new Netflix special. It's really short, only like each episode's around like 15 minutes or something like that, but it's really cool. He gives like a real short comprehensive breakdown of a lot of the issues that are going on today. He did an episode on like conspiracy theories, COVID, everything going on with today's race war, a whole bunch of other things, and it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And Mandalorian season two, that season, I don't know if you watched The Mandalorian,
but I did watch it. It's a good show.
It's amazing.
I'm waiting on Invincible, the Amazon Prime one.
Oh, isn't that the comic series?
Yeah,
oh, they're making it into a series.
Oh, I gotta check that out, man. Bro, there you go. I read the Copium one, and it's like 1200 pages. Best comic book I've ever read.
There you go.
Last comic book I ever read.
For me, I'm going to recommend a book. So I'm going to recommend Beowulf. That's the book I'm reading right now. It's a really old Norse tale. I really like it. I like reading little fiction is my biggest thing that I like to read. Angelo's more of a nonfiction guy.
Yeah, I've been nonfiction.
It goes to comic books. But,
you know, the only fiction I like reading is
comic books.
Comic books, but a good book that I recommend for a lot of people to read. It's on the black community and the myth of the black inferiority and the myth of white supremacy is Brainwashed by Thomas Burrell. He's he's a Cambridge professor. I think he came from Harlem or something like that. I haven't looked too much into him, but it's definitely a great book. Brainwashed, Thomas Burrell. All
right, cool. All right, yes, so you know what, guys? We've gone on way over time. But you know what?
This was a great first episode.
Yeah, this was a great learning experience. We made a lot of mistakes already, but we're going to learn from those mistakes. And then hopefully next episode's a lot better. It'll be a little bit more organized. But at the same time, we kind of like this flow, where we kind of just bounce ideas around each other and we kind of go all over the place. But you know,
and
what?
Look, we might not be so professional, but we are authentic and we're true.
It's all about being real.
That's it. On that note, this is Untaken Takes. We might just say episode one, and depending on how far we go, we might not ever. We're just going to say, fuck it, today is today. You know? But listen, at the end of the day, we love you guys. I hope you guys enjoy listening to this podcast that we're going to make and that we're going to continue to make. Mm-hmm. I love everybody.
And we're just going to get better as we keep going, you know.
And that's so it. We're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, thanks everybody for listening. Stay safe, wear your masks, and, you know, just have a great day.
And wash your ass so you don't get COVID. Exactly. I love everybody, okay?
Protect your asshole.
Exactly. That's it.
All right.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye,
guys.
Bye.
Have a good one.